I'm here today with Sarita Jakes, the First Lady of the Potter's House and wife of Bishop T.D. Jakes, to talk about her first novel, The Crossing. Mrs. Jakes, it's great to be with you today.
I am delighted to be with you as well.
Mrs. Jakes, the people who know you through your ministry work at the Potter's House and through your previous books will be so excited to see that you've written a novel. What inspired you to do so? And tell me a little bit about the story.
Well, I think the thing that made me want to write the novel is to be able to tell in a fictional manner the stories of the congregation and the congregants that we meet from city to city, from country to country. We found out that our stories are all very similar. And through The Crossing, which the tagline is, what begins at the crossing ends at the cross, actually depicts, I feel, our walk with the Lord. I feel that all of us have a crossroads experience, and often we're derailed, sometimes we're sideswiped, and we don't understand exactly what's happening, when it occurs, and we go on to live our lives with unresolved issues. And through the cross, we realize that we can do all things, of course, through Christ, but that He's a healer, not just of our minds and our bodies and our souls, but of past events that we cannot get over.
The book addresses the issue of post-traumatic stress disorder. What makes you so passionate about this cause, and what do you hope The Crossing will accomplish regarding PTSD?
Well, I think that PTSD often is misdiagnosed or overlooked when we see our soldiers, of course, coming home from the travesties of war. We realize that they've been involved in very graphic, heart-wrenching events, life-threatening events that they bring home to their families that they can't explain or describe to anybody. And we find them in a state of unrest, seeking answers, maybe angry, sometimes just pitiful, because their bodies have been so mutilated by the travesties of war. That is a very obvious reason that I wanted to talk about PTSD. But on another polar, there's the people that sit in our congregation who have also been affected by things in their past, maybe not as graphic as war, but to them as real as war. And we find that they have a battle going on in their minds and in their hearts. And they're trying to go on with their lives, but they keep being awakened from a lull in their soul that they just cannot bring resolution to. They're in our congregation, they're in the choir, they're in the women's auxiliary, they're in the men's auxiliary. However, when you look in their eyes, you see that their eyes have just grown dull. And The Crossing, I think, captures it in as much as these young people, these are kids that have seen something that they shouldn't have seen and experienced something that they shouldn't have experienced, but they go on to live their lives. But in the basement of their souls, there are these ghosts that keep rattling these chains, trying to pull them back into the event that altered their lives so completely. And I see it all the time. And I didn't want us as leaders in ministry to just glaze over the effect that people have experienced in their youth that have tracked over into their adulthood. And now they're trying to be leaders and they're trying to raise their families. But that same chain, that same past ghost keeps bringing them back into that situation. And The Crossing lets us know that through perfect love, the love of God, and the love of family, we can overcome our issues.
And the many ministries you founded focus on women, marriage, and family. How is your ministry work connected to The Crossing? And what will those who have benefited from your ministries experience when they read your novel?
The novel I think it will allow the reader to see the sincerity and the transparency that my ministry offers to women and families and children alike. It's not so much that I want to rip off masks, but I want people to have a safe place where no matter what you've experienced, no matter who you are, no matter where you are in life, there is a healing that comes through the love of God and through being able to be transparent and say, this is what happened to me. This is what I saw. This is what I was involved in. But I believe that there's a place in God that will erase the pain and lift the burden and allow me to live a very fruitful and productive life despite what I've been through.
Mrs. Sarita Jakes, the First Lady of the Potter's House, wife of Bishop T.D. Jakes, and author of The Crossing, has been my guest today. Mrs. Jakes, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks so much.